Lover's infiniteness. If yet I have not all thy love, dear, I shall never have it all. I cannot breathe one other sigh to move, nor can entreat one other tear to fall. All my treasure which should purchase thee, sighs, tears, and oaths, and letters I have spent, yet no more can be due to me than at the bargain made was meant. If then thy gift of love were partial, that some to me, some should to others fall, dear, I shall never have thee all. Or if then thou gav'st me all, all was but all which thou hadst then. But if in thy heart since there be or shall new love created be by other men, which have their stocks entire, and can in tears, in sighs, in oaths, and letters outbid me, this new love may beget new fears, for this love was not vowed by thee. And yet it was, thy gift being general, the ground, thy heart is mine. Whatever shall grow there, dear, I should have it all. Yet I would not have all yet. He that hath all can have no more. And since my love doth every day admit new growth, thou shouldst have new rewards in store. Thou canst not every day give me thy heart. If thou canst give it, then thou never gav'st it. Love's riddles are, that though thy heart depart, it stays at home, and thou, with losing, savest it. But we will have a way more liberal than changing hearts to join them, so we shall be one, and one another's all. Elegy, The Dream. Image of her whom I love more than she, whose fair impression in my faithful heart makes me her medal, and makes her love me as kings do coins, to which their stamps impart the value. Go, and take my heart from hence, which now is grown too great and good for me. Honors oppress weak spirits, and our sense strong objects dull, the more, the less we see. When you are gone, and reason gone with you, then fantasy is queen, and soul and all.